The last function that you'll implement in helpers.py is substrings. And the role of this function is going to be to do this. You'll take in not just string inputs a and b as you have before, but also a variable n, which will be an integer representing the substring length that you want to compare. What do you do with that number n? Well, you'll split each string into all possible substrings of length n characters. So if you have a string that's 5 characters long, and you're looking for all substrings of length 3, you might have a bunch of different substrings that might overlap with each other that are all of length 3, for example. And we'll take a look at an example of that shortly. After that, you'll want to calculate a list of all of the substrings that appear in both files, as usual. And then just like in our prior two functions, you'll return a list that contains all of the substrings that appear in both of the files. Let's take a look at an actual example of this. Let's say that n were 3, and therefore we want to find all substrings of length 3 characters. And we had input hello. What would it look like if we tried to take the string hello and turn it into all possible substrings of length 3? Well, it would look something like this. HEL is a substring of length 3, as is ELL, as is LLO. These are all substrings of length 3, and they do overlap, but these are all the possible ways we can represent 3 contiguous characters out of the string hello. If, on the other hand, n had been 2, now we want to look for all substrings of length 2, of which there are more of them. We could do HE, or EL, or LL, or LO, and those are all possible valid substrings of length 2. So what are you going to have to do here? The first thing you'll want to do is extract all the substrings from each of the strings, A and B. And remember that in Python, you can use syntax like this, S and then in square brackets I colon J, to get the substring of the string S from index I in the string up to but not including index J in the string. So that might be helpful for extracting substrings. And you may want to write some sort of helper function that can take a string and get you all of the substrings of a particular length, which may be helpful if you think about extracting substrings from both of your original string inputs. As in the prior two functions, make sure that at the end of your substring function, you return a list of all of the matches, the substrings of length n that are present both in string A and string B, making sure, as before, to avoid duplicate substrings that are present in that final list. After that, you'll be done with writing substrings, and as a result, done with the 3 of the functions that you'll have to implement inside of helpers.py.